Hi guys, 我是 Jenny, 今天开言英语要跟你分享一下双十一过后你的一些复杂的心情。
Yes, okay guys, hey, it's Adam, we are talking about those very complicated feelings that come on the day after.
The day after.
The day after Double Eleven.
是，今天是我们的 Post Double Eleven Show. 英语里面 Post 就是在什么什么之后。
After.
好，因为买东西的时候虽然是很爽，很开心，然后买好了以后就真的是不敢去面对自己花了多少钱。
Yeah, you just don't want to look, right? I mean, I guess it's a lot like a night of drinking.You go out with your friends, you're drinking, you feel really good, and then you wake up the morning after.
Oh! 这是一个 huge hangover, 是吧?
Big hangover, yeah.
对,我觉得买东西也会啊,第二天起来就是一个 big hangover, 然后这个是 from shopping.
Right. Oh, you could say shopping hangover, sure.
因为你好会发明新词哦。OK, 那今天呢,同样的啊,我们的节目除了听以外,还有一个配套的文字推送,大家一边听一边配套看文字学习的效果会更好。那关注我们公众号以后呢,还会有不同的惊喜啊,除了有 extra 很好的内容以外呢,还有我们像这次双十一的活动。一些细节都在我们的公众号里，大家可以去了解一下。开放的开，语言的言，开言英语。好，那我们先来讲一下这个 post double eleven 啊，可能你会有一些后悔，可能说哎呀花了好多的钱，或者说就是买了一大堆不实用的东西。
Well, one phrase we do use a lot with shopping is sticker shock.
Sticker shock.
Sticker shock. Like you look at the price tag and you're like, whoa.
It really adds up,
It really adds up. Now, I mean, often this is before you buy, but it could also, it could also take place after, right? Maybe you weren't really paying attention to the actual cost.
对，就抢抢抢，然后一看，天哪，看看我这个阿里配的用掉多少钱，就晕过去了。
So then you get some sticker shock.
就 sticker shock, 好形象哦。今年I'm happy to report that I did not buy anything on Double Eleven.
Really?
对，因为住在加拿大，我就心很痒，想买也没办法买。最主要就是我那个 Alipay account 还被 lock 了。因为我来这儿太久没有用，最后密码什么乱七八糟都不对，重新设置。Anyway, long story short.
Oh no.
I saved some money.
Oh, that's good. You saved money because you didn't spend money.
Yeah, I didn't buy a bunch of
useless crap.
我不想说那个词 but it's not too rude, right?
It's a hard one, right? Because, you know, English teachers, we always have to struggle with this idea of, like, dirty words or swear words. Crap, it's a very useful word.
Crap, C-R-A-P, 是吧? 反正就是很没用的东西。
Well, I mean, it can just mean stuff, too, right? Like, I have a lot of crap. I mean, it could all be very useful, but it means I have a lot of it.
就 stuff 的。
It means stuff.
好，那当然这很多东西可能你还没收到，因为我们的快递小哥哥都忙死了。诶，快递这个也是英文里面，我觉得特别是在中国住过的外国人，他就直接说快递。英文就 delivery?
I mean, you could say courier, you could say delivery guy. A lot of times we just use the name of the company.Which is often like FedEx, like, FedEx is here, or Purelator's here.
DHL.
DHL, yeah.
顺丰, yeah, 顺丰 is here.
Really?
Hey, man. 他们有 international delivery 啊。哎，但一个比较 general, 我觉得就是 delivery 吧。
Yeah, just a delivery guy.
我今天早上还看新闻说 Amazon, they're offering free delivery for all like holiday shopping goods. 你买个一块钱的东西他说这是我们亚马逊给大家的 Christmas 礼物。OK, 但当然 it's impossible to just spend like a dollar when you go on these e-commerce sites.
Right, exactly. We should try. I'm going to try. I'm going to buy some crap for a dollar.
然后 get free delivery.
Free delivery.
好的，那我们前面讲了很多，就是双十一过后，你可能有这个 complicated mixed emotions， 然后其中有一个很容易产生的 emotion 就是后悔。
Okay, so two words that always come up are two phrases, I should say, are buyer's remorse and buyer's regret.
对，这个 buyer's remorse, buyer 就是买东西的人，
right.
是不是？然后 remorse.
Yeah, so remorse is a kind of regret.
我想大家对 regret 这个词比较熟，它就是后悔的意思。然后呢，就是作为一个 set phrase, Bias remorse 更常用一点、mm.
I think it's better if you check online, you know, both of them are there、mm. But I like buyer's remorse better because remorse is a much stronger emotion than regret. You could regret that you didn't buy more、right? I bought all this crap, but I regret that I didn't buy more crap.
但 remorse 更加的强烈是吧
guilty, right? You feel very guilty. Oh, why did I buy all this crap?
就深深的那种悔恨、mm. 非常的 remorseful
remorseful, yeah、嗯、
但更多情况下 buyer's remorse 这个后悔是哎呀不应该花那么多钱、
right.
不应该买那么多东西
or just, I mean it could just be for one thing too, right? Like it doesn't have to be, oh I got so much crap, it could be just I bought this one thing but it's really expensive or I don't need it、
mm, So you're experiencing、mm. or you're feeling
you're
some
feeling
buyer's remorse
going through
对然后我觉得更口语的一个说法可能就是、oh, shouldn't have done that
shouldn't have done that
不应该这样、
whoops
shouldn't have 更口语 whoops
whoops yeah 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 so if the husband has bought、a lot of crap and the wife comes in and says what did you do you bought so muchuseless crap. He can just say, whoops.
Whoops. 你讲到 husband, 对很多女生来说她这一辈子最大的 buyer's remorse 就是她的
husband. Yeah.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Shouldn't have married this guy.
Shouldn't have married that.
好但也没关系因为有的时候你还是可以去退去换。
Husband?
不是。双十一的东西。
Oh, right, right, right.
Actually, I'm not very sure, 因为很多双十一的 deals 啊，就这些很大减价、大促的东西，好像是不退不换的。
Right, I mean, a lot of online stuff is, they'll say it very clearly、mm. that there are no exchanges and no refunds.
对，好，那我们现在就来看看退和换。刚刚你说到了两个词、
mm.
一个是
I forget the order in which I said them, but exchange.
这个就是换
right,
对不对
And then refund
就是 money back
Give me my money back
诶所以还会看到一个说法是 money back guarantee
Money back guarantee
对就你买一个东西的时候啊，可能你觉得不合适什么的所以有一些商家呢或者很多商家都会 offer
Yeah
Within 多少天是一个 money、
It's、30 days
对
30 day money back guarantee
嗯 guarantee 就是保证的意思、mm. 诶那还有一个是 return 嘛你可以 return 一个东西
You can return it、We also say take it back、That's pretty common、Like I bought this sweater, but it was the wrong size, so I'm going to take it back.
但是当你 take it back or return it 的时候你是要 money back 还是我就换一个
Yeah, it depends on the store, right?、Wow. But money back is great. If you can get your money back, that's always good. But oftentimes they will give you a store credit.
Oh, right. So they don't give you money,、
mm.
Cash, 但他给你的就是 store credit, 就是你可以像积分你可以用这个 credit 在店里再买其他的东西。
Right.
Oh, speaking of credit, 双十一的时候我就也很容易把卡刷爆。
Oh, yeah, max out your credit card.
So max out. Max 就是 maximum.
Maximum.
最大的限度对吧、mm. 如果你把你这个 credit card 都 max out 了就是你已经 no more credit.
Oh, no.
对而且已经是申请提高额度都用过了。诶 how many credit cards do you have?
How many credit cards do I have? I don't actually know because my dad took a bunch out in my name.
好吧，你爸爸一直用你名字申请信用卡。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you get points.
Oh.
I need more points. He doesn't shop. He just collects points. There are three that are in my wallet.
Okay. 然后你是会用一张还另外一张的 debt?
No, no, no. They're all, none of them are maxed out.
Oh, you manage your money really well.
No,、oh, my boss pays me very well.
谢谢我们的 boss. OK, 好那讲到双十一啊就每一年肯定都是创纪录嘛然后去年的时候就还记得24小时之内就什么卖掉在淘宝在整个阿里平台上面就成交1600多亿什么的、
mm.
我们再来讲讲这些很大的数字好啦英文里面讲到亿、
mm.
是
Oh, I get so confused
是 $100 million
That's $100 million, okay
然后再 go up
Okay
一层是
Okay, so from 100 million, it's a billion.
那个就是十亿
That's nine zeros.
对，所以像刚刚讲的一千多亿，英文里面就是
100 billion. Oh, this is so.
对，千亿。然后今年因为我们录节目还是双十一之前嘛，可以猜猜看。
I guess, yeah. I'm gonna say it's going to be.Wait, what's the trend? What about from 2016 to 2017?
You know what? 我没有看。
Okay, well, I'm going to say that whatever that trend was, it will continue, and everyone will be happy.
好，可以去买点阿里的股票，是吧？Okay, 那我们今天的节目就到这儿。那不知道大家双十一有没有买很多很多的东西啊？但其实我觉得很多时候我们是憋了很久，就是你知道吗？We've built up like a huge reserve of things we would like to buy. 但我们就把它留到双十一 because it's, you know, the cheapest, it's the best time of the year to get stuff.
Toilet paper.
好吧。最后我想问大家啊，今年双十一你觉得自己买过最值得最好的一样东西是什么？And at the same time, 你觉得今年双十一你买了最瞎的那个东西是什么？最让你有 buyer's remorse 的东西是什么？大家可以在今天的留言里面告诉我们啊。Thanks for listening, and we look forward to seeing you next time. 再见。
All right, bye guys.